From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, March 31st, 2017. I'm Philip Graham. Diane Valden is reporting in the Columbia paper on the new solar venture proposed for the town of Copake. The town board will hear the details of the plan on April 13th, the same night it is scheduled to vote on a proposed law to regulate solar energy systems. Hecate Energy Director of Development Gabriel Wapner and landowner William Rossweiler will give a presentation about the projects, which would be situated on 400 acres of farmland in Caryville. As proposed, the 40-megawatt projects would generate enough power for 7,000 homes every year. The cost has not been disclosed. Rossweiler owns 700 acres of land on the north and south sides of Route 23, east of the Deconic Hills Central School campus, and on the east and the west sides of County Route 7. He believes the projects would be good for the environment and said he's willing and able to work with the community to create a mutually beneficial arrangement. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that bacterial contamination has rendered the entire Wallkill River unsafe for swimming, according to a new report by Riverkeeper. The Environmental Watchdog Group released the information this week based on monitoring of the river in 2016 for fecal indicator bacteria Enterococcus. 87% of the samples taken from the Wallkill watershed failed to meet environmental protection guidelines for safe swimming or any other activity where ingestion of water or full body contact is likely, the report said. Riverkeeper said the cause of the contamination include discharges from sewer overflows, inadequate sewage treatment, and septic system failures. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Maury Thompson at the Post-Star reports that for the second day in a row, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, broke with Republicans and voted with Democrats in a losing cause on March the 29th. Faso was one of seven Republicans voting against legislation to prohibit the Environmental Protection Agency from finalizing a rule unless the scientific evidence used as the basis was specifically identified and made available for public review. H.R. 1430 passed by a 228-194 vote despite privacy objections. Elise Stefanik, another upstate New York representative voting against the measure, said, and I quote, "This bill could negatively impact the EPA's efforts to make scientifically informed policy decisions," end quote. You can read that full story at the Post Star. Matthew Hamilton reports at Capital Confidential that a budget deal in Albany isn't quite struck yet, with the Saturday, April 1st deadline looming. Only debt service has passed, with many issues such as education and incarceration still unresolved. Jeff Klein, a Democrat who votes with Republicans as Senate Independent Democratic Conference leader, said, and I quote, "Everything is really still outstanding, close but still outstanding," end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Greene County ranks 47th and Delaware County ranks 45th among New York counties in a just-released New York health rankings. Most other local counties were near the top of the list, with Albany County at number 8, Dutchess at number 9, Columbia County at number 13, Rensselaer County at 18, and Ulster County at 19. The rankings from the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute include every county in the United States. Greene County ranked 49th in the quality of life category and 52nd in clinical care without a hospital. Todd Kehoe reports in the Albany Business Review that the Affordable Care Act has reduced the number of uninsured people in the capital region over the past few years, according to new data from the U.S. Census Bureau. Greene County changed from a 13% uninsured rate in 2010 to an 8.9% in 2014 and a 6.9% in 2015. Columbia County improved from 13.3% uninsured in 2010 to 8.9% in 2014 and 7.2% in 2015. The Albany Business Review also reports that Albany County improved from 10.2% to 5.5%. Rensselaer County moved from 10.8% to 5.2%, and Schoharie County went from 12.1% to 6.2% from 2010 to 2015. Glenn Blaine and Kenneth Lovett report in the New York Daily News that the number of visitation days families of inmates at maximum security prisons are allowed might not be slashed after all. Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget cut visits from 7 days a week to 3 days a week, but Assembly Corrections Committee Chairman David Weprin, Democrat of Queens, said March the 29th that during current budget negotiations, the funding has been restored. Weprin said, and I quote, "I want to praise the governor for doing the right thing. I think he heard from a lot of people and realized it doesn't make sense," end quote. You can read that full story in the New York Daily News. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain and sleet today, becoming all rain after 11 a.m. The temperature high for today will be 37 degrees. For Friday night, rain and sleet again with the temperature low of 33. The forecast for the weekend, well, Saturday, rain, snow, and sleet are likely before 9 a.m., then rain and snow likely between 9 a.m. and noon. That will be turning into rain afternoon. It will be cloudy with a high near 40 degrees. For Saturday night, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a temperature low at 31. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 50 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29. Sunrise today was at 6:37 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:20 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 31st and last day of March, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.